Happy Valentine's Day, kid. You know I'm not much for these holidays where you have to show someone how much you love them, as if I don't show you just how much I love you every single day. Taking care of you. Making sure to treat you the way that you want to be treated. Don't I do that, kid? I think I do. I think the time I put into this, the thoughtfulness, the gentleness, and also all of the horrific things that I do to you, I feel like that shows just how much I love you. Because I do. I do love you. But I know that you like Valentine's Day. And so, for this very special occasion, not only have I bought some delicious chocolate that you will be able to enjoy later, I'm also going to bring you to an undisclosed location. It's going to be clothed. And, I mean, there's going to be other people around too, so don't get too much of a crazy idea here. But other people might not be as clothed, and you know, at some point, if you're comfortable with it, your clothes could come off too. But that's an entirely different thing. First of all, we're gonna be watching, and they're gonna be doing, and maybe I'm gonna be touching. But first, I want my little pet. I have been missing you all day, and I want you. I want to shower you in my love. My mean and sweet and painful and caressing love. I want to show you what it means to be a good little kitten. So, how about if you get a little pet and you take your clothes off from me? Because I want to see you. I want to see every bit of you, and you're not going to be able to hide from me. I want you to keep eye contact. Taking your clothes off, piece by piece. I know you get a little bit embarrassed when you're told to strip in front of me, but at the same time, I'm wary, well aware, that you get turned on, that you feel that little tingle in your cunt when I tell you what to do and how to do it, how to be a good little pet. It makes you wet. Makes you want to be a slutty little kitten for me, doesn't it? come on. Take all of it off. You don't need any of it. You're so beautiful. Just wanna taste you. Just want to run my tongue all over you. To bite you. But first, you do as you're told, and then maybe, if I'm feeling generous, you get to feel my hands and my cock and my mouth in on and everywhere around you. Good kid. All undressed, naked. Spread your legs. Spread your legs for me. You know, there's really nothing better than forcing you to bare yourself for me. To show your cunt. Your tight little ass. All of that is mine. Isn't it? Come on, you can say it. Say that you belong to me. That you're my little pet. Good girl. Good little kitten. Now, you're all naked in front of me. Spread. And what should I do with you? You know, there are so many things I could. I could just fuck you. And just give in. Give you what we both know that you want and need. But that kind of seems too easy. It seems effortless, and I don't care for that. No, I want you to work for it. I want you to be a good little kitten slut who works for her. For the honor of getting fucked nice and hard in her tight little kitten cunt. Spread your legs wider. And now, touch your clit. Just nice and easy. Just place your middle finger on your clit and go around in a small circle. Press nice and hard against it, though. I want you to really feel your finger massaging your clit. And I want you to picture that it's me doing it. Close your eyes and picture my finger on your clit, because we both know that that's what you really want. Good pet. We both know that what you really want is to be manhandled by me. It is to be fucked and to be used like a dirty little cum slut. To be a filthy little kitten for me. And to let me do whatever I want to do to you. after. You know, I could really, really use a beer right now. Oh, you think your orgasm and your pleasure is important? Little pet. It's not. You know that. You exist to serve me. To be my pet. To be the object of which I get to live out my fantasies on. Do you understand that? Rub your fucking clit and nod your head, you stupid little slut. You know that you exist purely to serve me and my needs, and that's how it's gonna stay. Because you love it. You love every second of me using you. And you know that I take care of you, regardless. But that's the life of a good little kitten, you know? Making sure that her owner is satisfied, and then maybe she gets to be satisfied herself. But you know, today is Valentine's, and I'm feeling particularly gracious. So I'm gonna count down from 20, and if you can't come in that time period, I'm afraid the night ends right here, right now. 20, 19, 18, you better rub faster, kid. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. What comes after 5? You should rub faster, really. Faster. What comes after 5? Oh, yeah. 4, 3, 2. Come on, you can rub faster than that. And now you just keep rubbing and you keep holding it back until I say, Warren, no. Oregano? Oregano. Orange. What's the number called? Starts with an O, I know for sure. It's so difficult, you know, numbers and clit rubbing and being a good slut, you know, and trying to keep track of everything. One. Come, little kitten. Come. 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 Good girl. Now rub your clit faster. I want you to come and come and come. And I want you to keep coming and coming and coming. And I want you to really fucking rub your clit. I want you to rub your clit. And if you can, I want you to use your other hand to fuck your cunt. And I want you to come and come. And come, and come, and come, and come. And I want you to be a stupid little slut for me. I want you to be a good little fucking pet who can do as she's told. So I want you to keep fucking coming. And I don't care how sensitive your clit gets or how much you don't want to. You will obey me. So you keep coming. You keep fucking your tight little cunt. And you fucking come. 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 Come, my little Valentine's whore. Come. Come. I want you to go faster. I want you to fucking rub your clit and fuck your pussy as if your fucking life depended on it. And I want you to come. Come. right here, right fucking now. I want you to come. Can you do that for me? Can you be a good little pet for your owner and fucking come? Hmm? Come. Stop. Good girl. Oh, were you just about to come in? And did I stop you? Poor girl. Or did you come? You know, it's so difficult to see, you know. No, you're a good pet. You always do as you're told. You serve your purpose really well. And you know, I feel like when you do your job as you're supposed to, you deserve to be rewarded, you know? Thirty, 21, 16, 11. You better come when I hit 1, 9, 8, 14, 6, 5, 4, 15, 18, 31, 32, triangle. I know it's frustrating. 2. Come on. Come on. Can you come for me right now? Can you come right now? I don't want you to unless I say the word. Can you come right this moment? Stop. It's so much fun toying with your cunt. Toying with you wanting to please, but also wanting pleasure and the expectation that I'm gonna just let you do every time. It's not how it's gonna go. You know, later, when you're going out with me, you're gonna be plugged. Come on, shove a couple of fingers in your cunt and fuck your pussy for me. You're gonna be plugged. Yeah, come on. Faster. You're gonna be plugged all night. Maybe at some point I'm gonna fuck your ass. Right there at the table where other people are fucking right in front of you. You're gonna be plugged and you're gonna be wearing these nice high heels that I bought today for you so that you can walk around and look like a real slutty little pet for me. Fuck your cunt harder. Good. I also bought you a dress. A whole new dress. Just for tonight. Just for you. It might be a bit, you know, too short. But then the question is, am I gonna let you wear panties? And I don't know about that just yet, you know. I know that it would turn you on if people were able to get a glimpse of your cunt here and there. But I mean, you also have to be modest every now and then. And I mean, if I didn't let you wear panties, you would definitely leave a stain in the car. And We can't have that, can we? No. Gonna wear panties. And you're gonna be collared as we go out. Probably also leashed. Doesn't that sound fun? And you get to sit there at the table with me and watch people fucking and abusing each other. And I know that you're gonna be so fucking riled up. And the first thing we're gonna do there is gonna be having you sucking my cock. You're gonna suck my dick in front of everybody. And you're gonna take that dick all the way down your throat. And you're gonna swallow my cum so everybody can see what a stupid little slut you are for my dick. Come. Come, little Ben. Come. Come thinking about sucking my fucking dick and pumping people fucking while they're watching you being a stupid little whore for me. Good girl. Good little pet. I'm not gonna fuck you right now. I don't care how much you beg. No, you're gonna go shower. You're gonna get dressed. You're gonna take the dress that I bought you. And you're gonna put on a makeup. That sounded Italian almost. You're gonna put on the makeup. And I want really, really slutty makeup. Bright red lipstick. Too much eyeshadow. And you're gonna go out with me. And we're gonna have the best Valentine's date of your life. Now go. Come on. Come on. You have a lot of stuff you need to do. Get up from the bed. Come on. I'll talk to you later. Okay?